So welcome, Tom, after that game. You must, going into this game, you would have took that point, wouldn't you, at the end, at the start of the day?
Yeah, all day, yeah. It's not many people come here and take points off these. They're a good side. We remember giving them a little bit too much respect, especially in the first half. We let them play quite a lot. We went more five at the back instead of three today to try and cut their wingers out. We've done a good job. We've done a good job. It was a great ball in for their first goal. And like we do, as we go 1-0 down, it kind of gives us a little trigger to go on and try and get something in. And I thought the lads did really well today. I'm very pleased with them.
The story of the first half, we were tracking the possession stats, 70% possession for Blyth. And what it was basically Dale over on the left trying to find the right pass. And it just wasn't happening for him, and that's because of the way your team set up this afternoon.
Yeah, I thought we were really disciplined in our shape. It's easy for us to go try to win the ball. The plan was to let them have it and try to break them down that way, slowly, and then get them on the counter-attack. We did that a couple of times. Probably should have took the lead. With Linney's chance, he'll be kicking himself, but he's gone and got an assist there, hasn't he? So we'll let him off.
We did say that at the time, there was a lot of things going on. It was never offside because it came off their defender. That was the first thing.
Yeah,
and
it
was hard to commentate on, let alone try and score from. It happened very fast to him. But going into the second half, they finally found that right pass. And to go 1-0 down there, what was the thoughts then from a coaching perspective?
Here we go again. No, just keep doing what we were doing. We knew that we'd get some half chances, and sometimes in games you don't have much possession and you get a half chance and you've got to take it, and that's what we've done today. Just after the goal, we changed shape a little bit and tried to cut their wingers out even more. We probably should have done that a little bit sooner, because when we did, we had a little bit more joy. But one of them things, like I said before, it's a difficult place to come here and to come and stay unbeaten for, I think, seven that. I'm pleased with the boys again.
And it's seven unbeaten games against teams in playoffs and title. Yeah. It's been a cracking run that FC Knight has been on.
Yeah, they never say die attitude is unbelievable. I could praise them all night, and they've been superb again tonight. And you'll see the faces in there, they're all absolutely blowing. And that's how you should come off a football pitch, absolutely blowing, whether you're 5-0 up or 5-0 down. So, yeah, I'm pleased again.
Now, man of the match we gave to Joel Senior. Yeah. He was epic down that right side.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
You also had good, like you say, the three at the back were formidable. Hughes had a good game, Fagbola and Corbett. Kay in midfield.
Yep.
He was in a battle and no booking for Kay. It was really, really good.
That's a positive.
It's a positive. And talk us through the goal as well, because, you know, it was a lot of determination from the likes of Glynn, yourself, from Irwin, from everyone in that final third to make that goal happen.
Yeah, it was. We like to get teams on the break like that, and it's a great strike from Linney. And to be honest, I was praying for it to go in, because I know he'd kick himself for that one in the first half, and probably scored 75 of them in my FC day. So to get another little tap in, I'll take them all day. It's as good as a 30 yarder for me.
Now, this was a long trip today. We set off at 9 o'clock. It's a long way to come. We've got to do the same again pretty much on Tuesday night, but everyone's got to have a day at work as well. I think we're leaving at 2:30 on Tuesday.
Yep.
It's to another team in playoff contention, a very good Kidderminster side. What are you expecting?
Probably similar to that what we've just had today. Obviously the full time, they're going to be fit, so we'll set up. We'll probably set up as a five again to try and nullify their wingers. Hopefully we'll have a little bit more possession.
Don't be too honest. They'll watch this. We're going to play two at the back, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll probably think.
It was your goal, was it, Linney? Right, we'll get you an interview in a second.
Yeah, good one.
Did it cross the line?
No,
But yeah, from Kidderminster, what are you expecting from them? Other than,
yeah, they'll be a good side. They'll be a physical side. We seem to play better against better teams. And it'll be a team that will probably get a little bit more possession than we have done today. I was not disappointed on the ball. We were probably a little bit too honest in our defensive setup today. I was coming like a left back in the first half, Linney like a right back. So if we can get a happy medium between that and push on a little bit more, hopefully control the game a little bit better, we're all confident we can go take something from them as well.
And finally, just a quick mention for Crawford when he came on. He's got pace, hasn't he, lad?
He's got pace. He is somebody that will excite the fans. He just needs a run of games, and he'll get that if he keeps coming on and doing what he's doing. Then he'll be a big player in the future.
Now I'm going to have to go now, because I've got to have a chat with Craig Linfield about, you know,
his
grievousness after that goal, literally. Well, Tom, congratulations again. Thanks for joining us, and safe journey back home.
Ta-ma.